A viral video of a sermon by Black megachurch pastor Jamal Harrison Bryant showed the Reverend in the pulpit castigating women with a line from a song by Chris Brown, "These hoes ain't loyal." In a videotaped interview with entertainment website Nicole Bitchy, actor-singer Tyrese cautioned Black women against chasing away men with their independence. Ubiquitous funny man Kevin Hart joked on Twitter that light-skinned women usually have better credit than dark-skinned women, broke-ass, dark hoes. And king of comedy D.L. Hughley told a national public radio audience in all seriousness, "I've never met an angrier group of people. Like, Black women are angry just in general, angry all the time." Well, damn. Who is this lonely, booty-popping, disloyal, and financially foolish harridan who reigns in the public consciousness as the image of Black womanhood? I am a Black woman, and I don't recognize her. Most African-American women I know don't either. To many of us, the popular mythology about who we are and how we live feels like a size 6 skirt on size 16 hips, stretched, distorted, and uncomfortable, and it has little to do with reality. "At this point in my life, I'm fed up," says Fatima Thomas, a 37-year-old doctoral student and mother. She remembers as a young girl wanting to distance herself from Blackness. "If I could just be smarter, if I could just work harder, if I could be more honest and more of a good person, if I could do all of that, then I wouldn't have to deal."